How did Apostle Peter die? The true story of the Apostle Peter. 1. Peter's later years, martyrdom, and legacy. As the leader of the early church, Peter played a crucial role in establishing Christian communities and spreading the gospel throughout the Roman Empire. His missionary journeys took him to various regions, including Antioch, and eventually to Rome, where he became a central figure in the Christian community there. Tradition holds that Peter was the first bishop of Rome, a position that would later evolve into the papacy. Peter's later years were marked by both intense persecution and profound spiritual leadership. He wrote two epistles, known as 1 Peter and 2 Peter, which are included in the New Testament. In these letters, Peter encouraged Christians to remain steadfast in their faith despite the suffering and persecution they were experiencing. He emphasized the importance of living holy and upright lives and warned against false teachers who threatened to lead the community astray. Peter's letters also reaffirmed the hope of Christ's second coming and urged believers to live in anticipation of that event. However, Peter's unwavering commitment to his faith eventually led to his martyrdom. According to tradition, Peter was martyred in Rome during the reign of Emperor Nero, who initiated a brutal persecution of Christians following the Great Fire of Rome in AD 64. Peter was sentenced to death by crucifixion, but in a final act of humility, he requested to be crucified upside down, feeling unworthy to die in the same manner as his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This act of humility and devotion was the culmination of Peter's lifelong transformation from a humble fisherman to the foundational rock of the church. The legacy of Peter's life and martyrdom has had a profound and lasting impact on the history of Christianity. His leadership, teachings, and willingness to suffer and die for his faith have inspired generations of Christians throughout the centuries. Saint Peter is honored as one of the most important figures in the history of the church, and his life continues to be a source of encouragement and a model of faith for believers around the world. One of the ways Peter's legacy is commemorated is through the celebration of Saint Peter's Day, also known as the Feast of Saint Peter. This Christian celebration, held annually on June 29th, honors the life and contributions of Saint Peter, as well as St. Paul, who is often celebrated alongside him. The date of June 29th was chosen because, according to tradition, it marks the day that both Peter and Paul were martyred in Rome. St. Peter's Day is observed with religious ceremonies, including a solemn mass at St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican, which is believed to be built on the site where Peter was buried. The Pope presides over the mass, and during the ceremony, he blesses the pall's white woolen bands given to new metropolitan archbishops as a symbol of their authority and connection to the Pope. In addition to religious observances, St. Peter's Day is celebrated with cultural traditions in various parts of the world. In coastal cities and fishing communities, particularly in countries like Spain, Portugal, and Brazil, processions are held in honor of St. Peter, who is regarded as the patron saint of fishermen. Boats are decorated and taken out to sea in a display of faith and devotion, while on land, communities celebrate with festivals, traditional music, and dancing. In conclusion, the life of Peter, from his humble beginnings as a fisherman to his pivotal role in the establishment of the Christian church, is a story of faith, transformation, and redemption. Despite his moments of doubt and failure, Peter remained committed to Jesus and became the rock upon which the church was built. His legacy endures through the ongoing influence of his teachings, his example of humility and courage, and the celebration of St. Peter's Day, which honors his contribution to the Christian faith and his lasting impact on the church. 2. Peter's early life and call by Jesus. Peter, known initially as Simon, was born in the town of Bethsaida, located on the northeastern shore of the Sea of Galilee, a hub of fishing activity during the Roman occupation of Judea. Simon grew up learning the trade of a fisherman alongside his brother Andrew. Fishing in the Sea of Galilee was both grueling and unpredictable, demanding physical strength and skill, yet it provided Simon with a livelihood. He and Andrew lived in the nearby town of Capernaum, an essential part of the region's economy, where the rhythm of life was intimately tied to the waters of the sea. Despite the humble and straightforward nature of his life as a fisherman, Simon was destined for something far greater. His journey from an unassuming fisherman to one of the most significant figures in Christianity began with an encounter that would radically change the course of his life. The Gospels tell the story of how Simon's brother Andrew was one of the first disciples to meet Jesus. Andrew had been a follower of John the Baptist and was among those who were deeply moved by John's message of repentance in preparation for the coming of the Messiah. When Andrew met Jesus, he quickly realized that this was the one they had been waiting for, the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world. It was Andrew who first brought Simon to Jesus. When they met, Jesus immediately saw something unique in Simon, something that indicated his potential to become a leader in the new movement. Jesus said to him, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," John 1:42, which when translated is Peter. Cephas in Aramaic means rock, and Peter would indeed become the rock upon which Jesus would build his church. Peter's official call to follow Jesus came while he was engaged in his everyday work fishing. Luke's gospel recounts the miraculous event that marked Peter's first significant encounter with Jesus. One day, as Jesus was teaching by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two boats at the water's edge. One of these boats belonged to Simon, who, along with Andrew, had been fishing all night without catching anything. Jesus climbed into Simon's boat and asked him to push out a little from the shore so he could teach the large crowd that had gathered. After finishing his teaching, Jesus told Simon to go out into deeper water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon, tired and skeptical after a fruitless night of fishing, replied, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." Luke 5:5. To Simon's amazement, the nets soon became so full of fish that they began to break. He called for help, and the other boat came to assist. But even with two boats, they could hardly contain the immense catch. In this moment, Simon realized that he was in the presence of someone far more than a mere teacher. Overwhelmed, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." Luke 5:8. But Jesus had other plans for him. He said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." Luke 5:10. From that point on, Simon and his brother Andrew left everything behind and became full-time disciples of Jesus. This moment marked the beginning of Peter's transformation from a simple fisherman into one of the most central figures in the establishment of Christianity. 3. Witnessing miracles and growth in faith. Once Peter began following Jesus, his life changed dramatically. Peter was no longer just a fisherman. He was now a disciple of the man he had come to believe was the Messiah. Alongside Jesus, Peter witnessed extraordinary miracles that strengthened his faith and deepened his understanding of Jesus' divine mission. These miracles were not only displays of divine power, but also served as lessons that helped shape Peter into a leader who would eventually take on the responsibility of shepherding the early Christian community. One of the most significant miracles that Peter witnessed was the healing of his own mother-in-law. As the Gospel of Matthew recounts, after a day of preaching and healing, Jesus entered Peter's house in Capernaum and saw that Peter's mother-in-law was bedridden with a high fever. Without hesitation, Jesus touched her hand, and the fever immediately left her. She got up and began to wait on them. Matthew 8:14, 15. This event, although personal and relatively private compared to some of Jesus' other miracles, was deeply impactful for Peter. It brought the power and compassion of Jesus into his own home and further confirmed Peter's belief in Jesus as the healer and the Messiah. Another miracle that left a profound mark on Peter was the event of the Transfiguration. Along with James and John, Peter was chosen to accompany Jesus up a high mountain. There, in front of their very eyes, Jesus was transfigured. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. Moses and Elijah, two of the most important figures in Jewish history, appeared and spoke with Jesus. In a moment of awe and confusion, Peter suggested building three shelters, one for Jesus, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, as if to prolong the sacred encounter. However, before Peter could act on this impulse, a bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud declared, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." Matthew 17:5. The Transfiguration was a defining moment for Peter, as it offered him a glimpse of Jesus' divine glory and reinforced his faith in Jesus as the Son of God. These miraculous experiences, along with countless others, played a crucial role in Peter's growth in faith. They were more than just demonstrations of Jesus' power. They were acts of divine revelation that helped Peter and the other disciples understand the nature of the kingdom of God and the identity of Jesus as the Messiah. Each miracle Peter witnessed challenged his beliefs, expanded his understanding of the divine, and prepared him for the leadership role he would eventually assume. Fourth, moments of weakness and redemption. Despite Peter's close relationship with Jesus and his growing faith, his journey was not without moments of weakness and failure. Perhaps one of the most iconic examples of Peter's humanity was when he walked on water, a moment that began with extraordinary faith but ended in doubt and fear. This event occurred after Jesus had miraculously fed the 5,000 people with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Jesus sent his disciples ahead of him in a boat while he went up a mountain to pray. During the night, the boat encountered rough seas and a strong wind. Jesus approached the disciples by walking on the water toward them. At first, they were terrified, thinking he was a ghost, but Jesus reassured them, saying, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Matthew 14:27. Impulsive as ever, Peter responded, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water." Jesus told him to come, and Peter, in an incredible act of faith, stepped out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. However, when Peter noticed the strong wind and waves, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me!" Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him, saying, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Matthew 14:31. This event was a powerful illustration of the constant tension between faith and fear in Peter's life. Though he initially had enough faith to walk on water, his fear ultimately caused him to falter. Yet even in his moments of doubt, Jesus was there to save him, showing that divine help is always available even when our faith wavers. Another significant moment of weakness for Peter was his denial of Jesus. On the night Jesus was betrayed, Peter followed him at a distance as he was taken to the high priest's house for questioning. Peter waited in the courtyard, trying to remain inconspicuous. 3 times people recognized him and accused him of being one of Jesus' disciples. 3 times Peter denied knowing Jesus. After the 3rd denial, a rooster crowed, and Peter remembered Jesus' words that before the rooster crowed, Peter would deny him 3 times. Overwhelmed with guilt and shame, Peter went outside and wept bitterly. Luke 22:54-62. Peter's denial was a low point in his journey of faith, highlighting the fragility of human resolve in the face of fear and danger. However, his story does not end with denial. After Jesus' resurrection, Peter experienced one of the most profound moments of redemption and restoration. In a scene reminiscent of their first encounter, Jesus appeared to Peter and some of the other disciples on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. After another miraculous catch of fish, Jesus invited Peter to share a meal with him. During this meal, Jesus asked Peter 3 times, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Each time Peter responded affirmatively, and each time Jesus instructed him to feed my lambs and take care of my sheep. John 21:15-17. This threefold affirmation mirrored Peter's 3 denials and symbolized his complete restoration in Jesus' eyes. Not only was Peter forgiven, but he was also entrusted with the responsibility of shepherding the early Christian community. This act of restoration was a powerful testament to Jesus' unconditional love and forgiveness. It also marked the beginning of Peter's leadership role in the fledgling church, reaffirming that despite his moments of weakness, Peter was still the rock upon which Jesus would build his church. 5. Peter's leadership and Pentecost. Peter's leadership in the early Christian community became most evident after the events of Pentecost, which marked the birth of the church. Pentecost occurred 50 days after Jesus' resurrection and 10 days after his ascension into heaven. The disciples were gathered together when suddenly a sound like a violent wind filled the house, and what appeared to be tongues of fire came to rest on each of them. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different languages as the Spirit enabled them. Acts 2:1-4. This miraculous event attracted a large crowd of devout Jews who were in Jerusalem from various nations. The people were bewildered to hear the disciples speaking in their native languages. Seizing the moment, Peter stood up and addressed the crowd. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter delivered a powerful sermon explaining that this event was the fulfillment of the prophecy in the book of Joel, which spoke of God pouring out His Spirit on all people. Peter boldly proclaimed that Jesus of Nazareth, whom they had crucified, had been raised from the dead and exalted at the right hand of God as both Lord and Messiah. Peter's words were so compelling that the crowd was cut to the heart and asked, "What shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2:38. That day, about 3,000 people accepted Peter's message and were baptized, marking the beginning of the Christian church. Pentecost was a turning point for Peter. It marked his transition from a disciple who had once struggled with doubt and fear to a bold and fearless leader filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Peter's sermon at Pentecost not only led to the conversion of thousands, but also solidified his role as the leader of the early Christian community. From that point on, Peter became known for his powerful preaching, miraculous healings, and unwavering commitment to spreading the message of Jesus, even in the face of persecution. 6. Peter as an enduring symbol of faith. In conclusion, the story of Peter is a multifaceted narrative of transformation, leadership, faith, and redemption. From his initial call by Jesus on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, to his role as the first bishop of Rome and his eventual martyrdom, Peter's life exemplifies the journey of faith that many Christians experience. His moments of weakness, such as his denial of Jesus, are balanced by his profound acts of faith and leadership, demonstrating that even the most flawed individuals can be redeemed and used by God for extraordinary purposes. St. Peter's Day offers an opportunity for Christians to reflect on Peter's legacy and the lessons his life provides. Whether through religious ceremonies, maritime processions, or community festivals, the celebration of St. Peter's Day is a reminder of the enduring impact of Peter's faith and the central role he played in the establishment of the Christian church. His story continues to inspire, offering believers a model of humility, courage, and devotion that transcends time and cultural boundaries.